And so just a couple days ago, the dates for the first round games of the new expanded playoff coming in 2024 were released. And that was December 20th and December 21st. And that's going to be your 5-12 game, your 6-11 game, your 7-10, and your 8-9, because the 1 through 4 seeds get a bye. And immediately, the first thing I thought about was that's December 20th and 21st. That's just a couple days before Christmas. Students aren't on campus. Now, obviously, I think that students are going to, especially in the first couple years of the playoff when this thing's brand new, this is the first time you're ever going to have a postseason college football event on a campus. So I'm not at all saying that the crowd's going to be light or anything like that, but it is going to be interesting because, families want their kids home for the holidays, especially Christmas. That's really the only time. Other than summer, I guess, if they're not doing an internship or something, Christmas is the only time where, you get your kids home over the holidays. You typically see other relatives a lot. So it might put some strain on some of the students there. They're gonna have to battle with, their family to be able to get down there to the game. And it's not like the NFL, where the NFL can get away with having games during mid late December, the holiday season, peak holiday season. But that's because the NFL is in these huge cities, 30 of the biggest cities in America. So they're always going to have people there. And especially because, if you live in Philly or if you live in New York, it's kind of like, oh, we've got family in town. Let's go to the Eagles game. Let's go to the Giants game. As a little Christmas thing. But it's not the case like that in college. You've got these really small college towns. Think Gainesville, Florida, Auburn, Alabama, Athens, Georgia, Clemson, South Carolina. Really small towns. You just don't have the people there to be able to, fill out the seats if people are not in town or not able to come just a couple of days before Christmas. So it's going to be interesting to see. I don't at all believe that the stadiums are going to be light. Like I said, they're going to be filled out. It's the first time that you're having postseason college football on a campus. It's going to be electric for sure. Another thing with this expanded playoff thing, though, I'm going to caution fans about indirect consequences because with everything comes a sacrifice, comes a consequence. And think of the 12-team playoff like this. Imagine you have this multi-million-dollar home, right? You've got a big long driveway, and at the end of the driveway, right in front of your front door, you've got one of those, circular driveways, horseshoe driveways, whatever you want to call it, right? And in the middle of that horseshoe circle thing, you've got, some grass, some plants, maybe a couple flowers. It looks all right, but the idea is that you keep your whole lawn looking great. Right, you keep it trimmed, you keep it looking green, you're using fertilizer, make it extra green, all that. But one day you decide that you need a better centerpiece, right? So in the middle of that horseshoe driveway, you put like a statue fountain, something like that, I don't know, maybe a 8-10 foot statue of a dolphin that's spitting water into a pool or something, right? I don't know. But once you do that, maybe you hang your hat on that so much. You've got this great centerpiece, that's the attraction, that's the whole thing, right? So once you do that, you innately kind of neglect the rest of it because your centerpiece is so nice, right? So maybe your lawn gets a little bit overgrown, maybe you stop fertilizing so much, it's not as green, you don't edge quite as much, it's kind of growing over the sides of the driveway, something, I don't know, right? That's kind of what I think we're going to end up seeing in the next few years when it comes to college football. Because with this expanded playoff, that's your centerpiece. That's your fountain in the middle of the driveway, right? But it's going to happen where the regular season starts becoming less and less important. And that's where you're going to, for the analogy, that's where you're going to see, the grass not being as green, maybe a couple of weeds here and there. It's going over the driveway, you're not edging, whatever, right? Because, and here's something that might sound crazy at this point in time. I think players are going to end up resting in regular season games. right? If you're 10-0, 11-0, and you're locked into that 12-team playoff, what real reason do you have to go out there and play the last game of the regular season? Heck, maybe even the conference championship game. You know, if you go into the conference championship game, 11-0, ranked number one, you're good either way, right? So, I mean, and, you know, obviously you still want to win the conference championship. You know, it would put you in position to get that bye. But it is something to think about. And I'll tell you this. I think that game in 2013, Auburn and Alabama, the kick six game, if that happened during the 12-team playoff era, I guarantee you it's a lot different of a game. Because both of those teams are already in. Alabama was ranked number one. They were undefeated. Or maybe they had one loss. Doesn't matter. They were number one in the country. And Auburn was number three or four. That game is so much different when both of those teams' backs are not against the wall. That entire game, they knew, both teams, Auburn and Alabama, knew that they had zero margin for error. If they lost that game, they were not going to be able to compete for the national championship anymore. And when that changes, when you've got a 12-team playoff and both of those teams are effectively already in at that point, it just, you know, it's a different mindset for the players, for the coaches, even the fans. You know, that game is just not going to be the same that it was. The Tennessee-Alabama game, too, another example. Both of those teams went into that game just this past year. I mean, the one that ended 52-49. Amazing game. That game is a lot different as well, in my opinion, even though that was not even that late in the season. I think it was late October, third Saturday in October. But that game is not the same when both of those teams know that they can get away with a loss. I mean, think of if you're an Alabama fan. And, you know, obviously you want to win that game either way. It's Tennessee, it's a big rivalry, and, you know, you never want to lose. But if you're an Alabama fan, and last year with a 14 playoff, you walked out of that stadium thinking, okay, we can maybe get away with a loss, but our backs are completely against the wall now. We cannot lose again. And they did, and they didn't make the playoff. But in a 12-team scenario, Alabama lost that game, and you're walking out of that game thinking, all right, we lost. It's never fun to lose, especially to Tennessee. But it does not really matter because we're still going to get in. And last year, they ended up losing another game to LSU, and they still finished the season, I think, number five or six. They would have been in even with two losses. And there's going to be years where there's three loss teams in the college football playoff with 12. Anyway, I say all this to say, I think that rivalry games, and this is kind of circling back to the kick six thing, rivalry games might end up being moved, or I think they maybe should end up being moved to, you know, week one or two. You know, week two, maybe, so you can get a little cupcake in there, a little bit of practice, since there's obviously no preseason in college football. But you need to be able to keep the importance of these games without having any doubt. Because, you know, if you put these games at the end of the season, if you keep them at the end of the season, there are going to be years where there is doubt. I mean, think Ohio State-Michigan 2 years ago. They both went into the game 11-1, and it was essentially a quarterfinal game. Winner is getting in, the loser's 10-2, and they're not going to make the 4-team playoff. You know, they are both in if that's a 12-team scenario. So there's going to be, you know, obviously, and like I said, you're obviously still going to want to win that game. I'm not at all saying that, you know, you're going to have players selling or whatever. But there is going to be a certain level of doubt when that game is at the end of the season, when you're trying to stay healthy for the postseason, which is the most important part of the year now. But, you know, there's going to be some doubt left on the field. And like I said, you might have players sitting out. Anyway, enough of that. Another thing I want to get to with this expanded playoff, and this seemed like a good idea at the time, but the six conference champions tie-in things, you know, the Power Five and the highest ranked group of five getting an automatic bid. I will give them credit because that seemed like a good idea at the time before all of this conference realignment stuff started happening. But that's just not going to work. It's got to get changed. Because what we're going to, what we're moving towards is a Power 2, obviously with the Big Ten and the SEC. And this is not going to end with USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten and Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. It's just cannot be the end of it. Eventually, those two conferences are going to continue getting bigger. And we're hearing talks about it, you know, all the time, especially during the offseason. Oregon-Washington stuff, where are Clemson and Florida State going to end up? Is the ACC going to fall apart? Okay, whatever. My point is, we're going to have a Power 2. And then, I guess, whether we still have three more of the Power 5 or they end up merging or whatever, there's going to be a Power 2, and then there's going to be a middle, maybe two or three, and then you're going to have Group of 5. And you're going to end up leaving out a lot better teams when you only have six at-large bids, when you're going to throw in, let's say, a Pac-12 champion, you know, Colorado maybe in a few years, Pac-12 champion Washington, whatever. You know, Kansas State won the Big 12 last year. And we saw last year, too, Alabama did not make the playoff last year, obviously. Kansas State would have made the playoff last year since they won the Big 12. Alabama blew Kansas State out last year in a Sugar Bowl that, quote-unquote, did not matter. So, you know, those at-large teams that maybe are not going to be making the playoff because there's a tie-in with the Pac-12, the Big 12, whatever, you know, you're leaving some of the better teams out, is my point. And so I think eventually that is going to get changed, the six conference champs tie-in. I think it should just eventually go back to where the four-team playoff is, you know, when your conference, but it, you know, whatever, you don't get a tie-in. You get the 12 best teams in there, and winning your conference should play into it. You know, you get some brownie points for it, but it's not the be-all, end-all, and, you know, you should just pick the 12 best teams, regardless of if you won a conference or not, because they're just so unbalanced, and they're only becoming more and more unbalanced. So that's my opinion. I think it should get changed eventually. I think it will.